As the Memorial Day weekend approaches, clam diggers on the Kenai Peninsula will have to keep in mind a new set of rules for harvesting razor clams. For the first time in a decade, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is reducing the bag limit for razor clams from 60 per day all the way down to 25. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
The new rules go into effect this week and will be in place for the rest of the year. For clam diggers on all beaches between Kenai and Homer, that means drastically reduced bag and possession limits. The new 25 clam per day bag limit is accompanied by a possession limit of 25. That means clam diggers may only have a maximum of 25 unpreserved razor clams in their possession at any time. That's way down from the normal bag limit of 60 clams per person per day and possession limit of 120 clams. So why such a dramatic reduction?
It's a conservation measure because of the lower abundance of exploitable clams that we've seen on the Nanilchik beaches.
That's fish and game biologist Carol Kirkvliet, who works out of the Homer office. She says the new rules will apply to all beaches between Kenai and Homer, although most of the reduction in razor clam population has been noticed around Nanilchik, where clamming is very popular. Kirkvliet, an avid clammer herself, says the hope is to spread the clam harvest around.
I'll just go to other beaches, and I'll steer away from the Nanilchik beach. I'll either go north or south, but I'll still go clam digging. And for me, actually, 25 clams is more than enough for a day.
In a news release Monday announcing the new rules, Fish and Game officials noted the steep drop-off in the razor clam population over the last couple of years, from approximately 1.5 million clams in 2011 to about 79,000 clams in 2013. The 2013 numbers are the lowest on record for the Nanilchik Beach, based on surveys conducted since 1990. Fish and Game says the cause of the decline is unknown, but is thought to be due to poor spawning and/or settling success. The spawning process for razor clams is interesting and unusual, says Alaska Pacific University professor Brad Hughes, who's been working with Fish and Game to study the clams for the last 3 years. Hughes says that for razor clams to have success, the male and female must be located relatively close to one another.
Because they are broadcast spawners, which means the sperm and the eggs actually get just broadcast out into the water, and fertilization happens externally. And then you have to have synchrony. They have to spawn at the same time, so they have to be cued in on some environmental conditions that tell them, okay, it's time to go.
Hughes says environmental conditions such as tides and water temperature also play a role in the spawning process for razor clams, but scientists are just now getting to know more about their overall life cycle. The last time the bag and possession limits for razor clams were lowered was between 2000 and 2003, when a limit of 45 clams per day was set. Until now, that was the only time the limits have been lowered in more than 50 years. Kirkvliet says it's possible, even likely, that the new limits will extend beyond 2013.
Yeah, I would anticipate that, unless future data of abundance indicates otherwise. I anticipate this limit to go into the next year as well, until we do abundance surveys in 2014.
Kirkvliet says that if the Fish and Game team sees greater spawning success among smaller clams at Nanilchik next year, the bag and possession limits could be raised at that time. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.